I'm a regular boy. Like, regular Rico, boy. Regular boy. Mm-hmm. Everybody assume I got a gillion bitches.
Right.
I'm out every Friday, Saturday. No, bro, I really stay in the crib, bro. Like, I really, like, you really can go through, ride through SMS, bro. If you keep spinning, bro, you're bound to see me, bro. You bound to see me out here, bro. Like, and I ain't, you feel me? I ain't never did no popping shows.
Nobody ever, right?
From, yeah, not,
you can't
not.
Put yourself in a pedestal like
no, I'm
not
just
yet.
Saying, I'm just saying, not yet, though. You feel what I'm saying?
We still get the same recognition.
I'm hot, bro. Nobody can't say I'm not, bro. Like, I ain't going for it. Nobody can't say, like, you ass, right. You talking that bullshit. Nobody, bro. Mm-hmm. I know I'm hot, bro. So it's like, I know what's going to happen. You feel me? It's just about to stay down.
Yeah,
niggas
man.
Be wanting me to dickie, do all these songs with people. Like, I don't got no songs when nobody's popping. One of my songs hit 500,000 from the muscle. I never paid for promotion. No manager, no nothing, bro. It's from the muscle. That's what niggas don't like. They don't want to get it from out the mud and wait and all that. They rather wake up the next day and go sign. And you feel me? It's going to hurt in the long run. Mm-hmm. Me taking longer to get there, I know when I get there, I can relax, bro.
Yeah.
Once I get my foot in the door, I'm going to relax,
that
bro.
That journey, like you building character, you building patience.
Niggas don't want to. Niggas don't have no patience. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And that's the crazy thing. Like, nobody not never going to say, yeah, he only popped because he did a song. They gonna say, yo, we really watched him come from like
nothing.
The mud, bro. Sure. Like,
that'd be a different type,
bro.
That's how Nip did it. Like, you seen the, it wasn't no just bust down Tatiana, who this nigga. It was like, all right, the first tee, the second tee, mailbox money. Victory, yeah, he was like, damn.
And then after he died, that's when he got the most recognition. After he died.
That's another thing, too.
Like, a lot of people wasn't giving him.
I remember him off the movie Animal. It was Gilly. They was running him because you know Anna, whatever. Shout out to him. I think he died.
Bing,
son, right?
Bing Rain. Wait, who you talking about?
Yeah, Bing
Rain. I don't think he did.
No, he ain't did. I ain't want to put it on him though. But that's like one of them good, like one of my favorite.
Yeah,
that's
the hard show.
And he
right
put
there.
Them together. That's when he like. I said, hey, who that motherfucker like Snoop Dogg? Like, yeah, like the skinny face and all that.
I think that's his uncle.
It's
not he. That's Snoop Nephew or something like that.
No, I don't think so.
No, he just like real tight.
Yeah.
Real tight. But I was like, damn, like, you feel me? Then, like, as, like, the victory lap, Joan, that's when I, like, oh, no, I've been. But I never listened to his
right,
music,
right,
though.
Right, right.
But that Joan really kind of opened me up because, like, what you just was doing right there, eating healthy. Like, they don't never want you promoting, like, eating healthy. They don't never want you to do that.
Yeah.
Because the minute you do that for all of us, it's like you fucking up for... The pseudocles and the
right,
motherfuckers, the perks and
the
all that
that's
dumb
you
shit.
Doing,
yeah.
You stopping their business, so it's like you doing something wrong.
You feel me?
Saying?
Real shit. If they was to say they had a weed strain to cure cancer, you know how many motherfuckers running that weed strain? Real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers don't even smoke weed. They'd be smoking that weed just right then and there. They said this shit gonna be gone, but that shit motherfuckers like with the Kobe situation. You feel me? Like. I don't take it lightly because I never really, like, it's another thing. I ain't never really look at Kobe because LeBron my favorite player.
Right, right.
But when I found out, but it's not even on the top of Kobe being from Philly, but when I found out he was on supporting everybody's health and everybody's wealth in his youth, that's when I kind of like, damn, like, I ain't know this would have been my man, but right. I ain't know that at the time. It was about basketball, so if you talk about Kobe, I'm thinking you trying to say he did better than LeBron, but whole time, Kobe was like a real
dude.
Outstanding boy, just like him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just be trying to keep a legacy for my type of people. Real shit.
Right, right.
That's what Black and Brown, though,
bitch. I'm going to say if you under 30, though, Kobe was out Jordan. Because as me growing up, I seen Jordan play, but not like how I seen Kobe play.
Yeah.
Kobe played with Kobe. He won chips.
Yeah.
Like.
Them 2Ks, I remember them years. So when I'm saying Kobe and all that, 2K, 2009 and all that shit, jumping and all that, Boston, that's when Boston was popping, shit like that. Like, I was around by that time, KG and them, like,
right,
I was
right.
A buck. I'm 11, 12 running around. Like, so like that shit, like, it just be crazy. It'd be crazy. Like, they don't want us to, like, have no knowledge. And then for, like, even when... Like, I always, like, even with people, like, when they try to call y'all outsiders, right? I just, like, look, like, it be, like, a couple African bros. And when we sit there and listen to them, the motherfuckers be throwing shit. And they put you on some game because you might not never know. His family got, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't always try to assume and think you know, like, a person's history or something. You just
right,
got to
right.
listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you find out.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit.
I totally agree with that.
Real shit.
You never know where your post is coming from, what type of knowledge you got. Which,
you feel you shot playing, like, think you bid and all that whole time. This motherfucker, you feel me? He got connections.
Mm-hmm. You feel I call me? Doing God job because you not supposed to judge.
Right.
Not.
I'm sure.
Not supposed to judge. That's going. That's doing a God job. But yeah, we went like 5 minutes over. We could chill. Well,
the 30-minute mark.
Yeah.
That's all right. Just gonna wait for Dell to get Dell. Dell ain't showing up on time.
Block talk. We talking on the block.
I'm lying because it's like I learned in my little situation. I did all things in life that you probably ever could think about doing, being in the way. But the one joint where God really came and got me, it was an assault charge. And they brought the SWAT and all that just for, you feel me? We just got in a regular street fight. After that, that kind of like that 12 hours in that box,
it let you
I
know.
Couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Right.
I can't do it.
And then just to, just like, you know how like you can walk in your neighborhood and like everybody know who you are. Like, yo, what's up? You greeting everybody. You walking in, yo. Like people you grew up with, like you walking in the middle of the street and like, nobody know you, like nobody concerned about who you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You sick, you this, you that.
Everything
like,
on you.
Yeah.
You in your own corner.
Like birthday, I was never like a big birthday person, but at the same time being around family, if and birthdays, Eid, like Eid celebration or stuff like that, do it with family. It was me and my brother, like wake up, a birthday is just any other day. Eid, go make the Eid a lot, and then just go back upstairs. We tried to make it fun, but it's nothing like being around family. You know what I'm saying? But like, it just made me more of a, like, it made me want success that much more. Because, like, it would be silly for me to go through all of that and not end up with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm in my mind, I'm like, I got to make it. I got to make something out of myself. I got to make something out of my experience.
I got a rapper question. You like, being as though you are, like, gangster rapper, I'm going to just say gangster rapper. And I don't know if you've been paying attention, but how you feel about like the district attorneys and all that using like lyrics against y'all? How you feel about that?
I mean, that exposed a lot of people too, like stuff like that. Throughout, they play your songs in court, you go to jail for what you say behind the drum. But I mean, I know a nigga who almost went to jail and he was capping. Fraud. Fraud, about you tell much you did, you almost went to jail. So I mean, I watch what I say, but I mean, it's hard. The way I grew up, I grew up off of rapping what I grew through.
Gingivitis. It's just this is what it is. It just come off the tongue.
I ain't gonna lie, it's hard for me to like lie my raps. Like I can't say like, see me ride down the block in a Bugatti. I never rode down a block in a Bugatti.
So, right.
I only could talk about like what I've been through, cause that's how I started off rapping. Like we used to bid. Just start used to saying stuff, but it's what you was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm about to rap about me just coming from the store and all that playing, but it really started going down to like I start rapping like real life stuff. Yeah. But I definitely watch what I say because I be seeing like older people really going to jail for what they say in their raps and stuff. YM Mully, Bobby Smear and all that. So like I learned that, like that's real. You feel
me? Right.
Yeah, when you get, Philly,
yeah, like when you get Philly's to a certain extent, it's like you a big rapper and you tell him what you did, like that's dumb.
Like basically you a target.
Sometimes I just ask him, fame. I always
if I'm a nobody
like,
and I'm talking about what I really did,
how does shit just roll off the tongue like that?
That's
real
why I
shit,
fame.
Bro.
That's what I mean by you I get tweet for all and all that, bro. You get the fame and it's
you
like
different, bro.
They turn you out.
Turn you right on out, bro. Your whole life go left off the fame.
That's a testament to like just, you know,
some mindset thing.
Yeah, like who you are as a person, like, cause it's like it boils down to what do you really want? Do you want the fame or do you want
the money or a lifestyle, a secure
lifestyle?
I know the networking. Fame is cool, but what I mean by that is now I gotta move a certain way.
Yeah.
I gotta have all these niggas I don't know around me as security. You feel me? Like, I don't know y'all dudes. Like, one of y'all niggas might be sneaks. You feel what I'm saying?
Security
might be stealing from me. But when you get the fame, you feel me? You can't even walk down the street. It's so, the world's so wicked now. A nigga might just say, yo, that's 30 shot. Let's get him.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you got fame. Mm-hmm. I'm nobody. I'm going by my day. They don't even, you feel me? I could have $1 million in my pocket. I'm a nobody, bro.
You never know.
Ain't even that's worried about me. Bull or dirty. I got $1 million in my pocket, bro.
You're a filthy super.
You feel me?
That ain't super rich.
You don't even dig, bro.
You never know.
But the fame, you get exposed.
Yeah, it's basically putting the attention and spotlight on you. That's an easy target.
And then that's how, like, that's how the real rich people move anyway. Like,
yeah, they never let you know what they
I don't know. Yeah, don't
Bill Gates said it himself. It's like richer than him.
They wear the weird stuff.
That's all respecting.
He was on eating healthy and letting his folks know what the fuck is going on.
The only people that's doing
right now,
You feel what I'm saying? They ain't the only people that's doing it.
They just get highlighted when they pass.
Once you become famous, that's when you become a target, bro. That's what I'm saying. It's a billion motherfuckers on the world trying to better everybody's life, bro.
Oh, shit.
Telling niggas eat fruit, all that weird shit. But once you become famous,
that's when
you become a target. Black person, you gotta say so. When you start talking, people listen. People follow what you do. Oh, we got to get him out of here.
Get him
out of here. You ready to start chaos. You feel what I'm saying? Dr. Seppi.
Whatever ball was,
you feel me? I seen the video, Brosi jump off the joint on his knees. Get right back up. He ready to stop motherfuckers from dying. Get him right out of here. Oh, watch out.
You feel me?
What I'm saying?
That's
so once you get
job.
Famous, it's over, bro.
That's my favorite job.
It's like a certain amount of clout and you do like...
Powerful men.
You got power. It's like... Yeah, he
Malcolm X, he had 100 and something security.
Up, so we get him out.
All gangsters in front of the security.
So y'all think Meek was targeted by him? They sending him to jail and all that?
I think Meek got out
they
and
probably,
slowed down because of it. They probably sent him to jail like, yo, listen, it's either you rocking with us or you going to stay in here.
Yeah,
we're going to make up a death for you.
Shit.
Ain't nobody going to never know. They'll never know.
It'd be that one person with that black suit.
Fuck that. I'm signing to
we ain't going to see him.
Go get that helicopter. Come get me. He probably even noticed that. He probably just said, yeah. They just did all that.
So we talk. What about like,
yeah,
the like, the homicides that we do from within? Because we talking about the ones from without.
Hear me out.
A bigger part.
Homicides within comes from
without.
Yeah. Feel me?
I believe so.
They the ones. Just like if they.
It's like the art of war or some type of shit.
This is real. This is real life stuff. You got to think about it. Every black gangster move we got, you know what's going on. You got two sides beefing. It's either about a female, drugs, or money.
Right.
You feel me?
Or everything that rooms into money.
So
right.
You're saying they put like that through the movies and through like
all that, the outposts, all that. Everybody looking up to the
gangster, Godfather,
all like, that type of mafia.
Lining them up, basically.
And right. then, basically, like all it is, it's in a blind. So now, all you doing, you putting this image out there, you putting it on the movie. And damn, motherfucker go home like damn.
But do you know what?
I feel as though that could be me.
But do you know what that is? Like basically, that's like higher level people or like what you would say, rich people, whatever the case may be, Illuminati. They basically was sending messages to each other through movies videos and like that. It's either already happened, going to happen.
Who this?
Or they got some shit in store. Mm,
that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why platforms like these and like these conscious people with platforms, they have to be the opposite force and like send out that positive message and wake people up.
Yeah, because you gotta.
And we gotta take accountability too, because like, you mean that we can't sit here and blame all day or play that victim role.
That's
the setup. But at the same time, we God gave us intellect. You know what I mean?
And
he gave
us willpower and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I understand that.
Like, you can't say, a rapist, I'm just an example.
They
came in my head like, oh, she was naked or she was looking bad. No, you have a brain, you can control yourself to do an action or not do an action.
Right.
So
you can't love your own actions.
Yeah,
you're responsible for your own actions, right?
But the setup is crazy though. That shit crazy.
The world crazy, bro. We in a nutty world. Fully scattered. Philly is not the place to be, bro, at all, bro.
Yeah, like, I wonder why they not breaking new artists like that in Philly.
What?
Like, they not breaking new artists. Like, that's not... South Carolina will be the first place. Like, down in the South will be the first place you gotta go to break a new artist. You feel me? Nobody's breaking artists like that. Like, how it should be. Like, it's a big-ass city.
Philly, y'all already know Philly like crabs in a barrel, bro.
Yeah.
But for real, it's so much fake love nobody not gonna help you get over them.
Yeah, right. That's
a nigga, like, all right, so let's say you rank. You a boy, though, but you ass. But you right, a boy, right. though, you feel me?
Right, right.
I'm hot, but I'm a nobody.
Right, right.
You can help me get up here because you got the jump, but you won't because you know I'm hot. So when I get up here, I'm going to be way over you. Niggas not going to help you get over them.
That's what Still said.
I believe bro. That. I believe so.
And a nigga, and a, this is the fake love. And I seen it, bro. A nigga might even make it seem like he all for you, bro.
I'm going through some shit like that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But the moment you start, you feel me? You on his ass. That's when the funny business shit start getting weird and all that, bro.
Yeah, when you don't care, it's like it's nothing. But as soon as you start, I get that. I'm telling you, bro. Yeah.
Like, and that's everybody in Philly. Like, I ain't meet a nigga. Long story short, that's why I said we in a nutty predicament. Like, you would think a nigga all for you, bro, but you start making a little bit money on you.
Yeah.
Feel me? Now he
changed right up.
Just
like I was just saying about them the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
You
seen him paying for it, even though that boy, whatever he turned in, them white Jewish motherfuckers, they switched it so much. Excuse my language, not to discriminate him, but them Jewish directors. They switched that script so much, right? Where to the part where they made an acceptance for a black man to kill another black man, even though it's going on. That's going on everywhere.
It's been going on for years, but I get what you're saying. I get where you're coming from. They basically
when they put it on that movie and they make it look good. You feel me? When you make billions and millions of dollars off it, and the person who invented that movie not even getting paid, them production people, all them directors and all that getting paid, like, and all you doing is just sitting there, you taking what I just gave, just like, hear me out, just like if you went to some big ass fashion label that you've been looking up, I want to show them this, I want to show them that, but you probably got somebody in your corner like, don't show them shit, because at the end of the day, they gonna take this shit right here, and they gonna switch it the other way. They gonna have your line that way with a line going down there, and then try to have a tiger on the back talking about this is the jungle, and then the jungle gonna make more than your shit. And you the one who started it. What the fuck?
You can prevent that too though. It's copyrights and all that. But I understand. I totally understand what you're saying.
Just like this, right? That's why I could be there. You mean? But it's not about that. Like when it came to the videos, when we was in the videos, and it's like the dancing, we made that shit cool. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna keep it real. Like Strawberry Man, like me personally, like I'm the person that's in my section that made dancing cool. All the old heads will tell you, everybody. It was, like, even with him, he a gangster rapper. But everybody wanted to have that gangster image. Everybody wanted to be so tough. While he's speaking that shit and I'm still fucking it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And make it better. And make it more up-tempo. So you're going to, despite this shit, it might sound negative, but you're like, man, fuck that. This shit hot. You know what I'm saying? Man, fuck it up. He talking that shit. But that's another persona that we didn't embrace in ourselves that we helping them out on. Real shit. We helping them out.
Supporting them. Yeah.
Real shit. Because at the end of the day, that's the ones that's going to be, had a little script written for you. This paragraph, that paragraph. Well, you could have just went right on there, just on there. Google Chrome did the same shit. And then put the little signature on, did the same shit.
Facts.
The same exact shit. But it's like, when you don't, educate yourself on them type of things, that's when you get fucked in the game. But when you educate yourself, I'm happy that he like that, because these motherfuckers, like, they see, like, how he say, this is real shit. They see how much I love him, right? They see how much I care for this man, and then they try so much fake love, making it seem like they all for him, giving him a little cheese. Making sure he go everywhere. You feel me?
Just in case you make it.
The whole time. They only doing it because they know for a fact.
He really got genuine. They see potential.
Come on now. And the motherfuckers that genuinely care for him, they try to exit them motherfuckers out because that's the fake shit. It's the fake shit. They can manipulate you. Now, if you a manipulating type of motherfucker, you fucked because you going to be done because you going to think he with you.
Yeah, I ain't with none of that.
You going to think he with you.
How you go about building a team for what you really need? How you go about finding a genuine team? Like, How you go about?
I mean, that's a good question, to be honest, bro. Cause you can't even say that, bro. Cause you know what I've been through, bro. I got a gillion young boys around me, niggas, all that. But it's like, I got a performance. We 3 deep at a performance.
Right.
Podcast, one nigga.
Yeah, so you don't take too many people with you.
You feel me? And then it's like, these niggas, hotheads, I can't even bring them nowhere. We go to a party I'm supposed to be forming, niggas fighting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You feel me? And I'm really in the trench. You feel me? And, like...
Yeah, I feel you.
it's so crazy, bro, because I'm trying to level up. But at the same time, I need the people around me leveling up, too.
Right.
Facts.
And it's like, I can't
be there all the time.
I got to worry about, like, I really treat niggas like my... I'm 19,
like,
bro.
Like kids.
I'm 19, bro. Like, I don't know how old y'all probably throw out. I get a lot of impressions. You like 24. I'm 19, bro.
Yeah, I'm 22, but I get a lot. Damn, you're like 19.
You feel me? Like, I took, like, take care of niggas, bro. But it's like, I'm 19, bro. I'm trying to level up, bro. I don't have nobody. You feel me? My man Quan, the only nigga who up there with me on the
mental level. I understand. Still
shit. Brody backed me. That's my man. But as far as promotion and all that type shit, bro. No promoting team, none of that type. Like, nobody backing, you feel me? I got this, like, this me, bro.
Your shit,
bro. I'm talking about, I comment, like, you post, Lord Bro just died, I'm linking my bio. You feel me? All that, like, I'm flooding.
So, you're a genuine nigga. Real shit. I can see that. It takes one to know one.
Yeah, that's the hard part, building a genuine team. Yeah,
that's why. And I don't really trust a lot of niggas, bro. I done had niggas fuck shit up for me. I'm like,
I don't know, I think that's the hardest part, like I don't even be wanting niggas around me. How somebody else fuck up something for me? I don't be around at least over like 20 niggas, bro. I know all 20 niggas ain't sliding with me. I be around over like 80 niggas, but when I'm by, I don't be with them, like you know what I'm saying. I don't be there, but like I'm a popular loner. I don't really
You know what I'm saying, I ain't really with a thousand motherfuckers. Oh, what you said though, I'm a Capricorn. See, so we a little, try to slow the same. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, one thing I've been saying, like, now I take what you, quality over quantity. Like I use that as like saying when you grabbing weed or something, you don't want the bullshit. When you grabbing clothes, you don't want the bullshit. When you grabbing your cotton, you don't want the bullshit. So quality over quantity, you know what I'm saying? The model. It's really the model. That's how you really gotta treat life. Because at the end of the day, I always tell him, I can have 1,000 motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. That shit, that's the hype. I can have 1,000. Man, fuck them. Because at the end of the day, that shit fake.
Yeah, that's
I don't want you around me if you want some. If you think I'm gonna pay you to be around me, I don't want you around me if you think I want your acceptance. Mm-hmm. I don't want your acceptance, bro. You feel me? At the end of the day, if I don't accept myself for who I am, why the fuck should you accept me?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Why should you take me in or show me the ropes when I don't even give a fuck about myself? So why is we wasting each other's time?
I feel that.
And that's exactly
I feel
it.
That right there.
And that's exactly what
you did.
It's niggas. I'm telling niggas, like, I'm 19, bro. I'm about to be 20, 21, bro. It's time to get money, bro. It's time to start leveling up. Like, we woke up, float with the air when we was 14, 15, run outside. That shit over now, bro. It's time to, you feel me, level up, bro.
I know niggas 20, 21, 22 on that bullshit, bro. I was just on bullshit. I literally just was on bullshit, bro.
Like, I know how I feel, but once I'm leveling up, come on, bro.
Yeah, it's time for everybody to be the same wave.
And niggas be feeling some type of way, bro. I distance myself, bro. And it's crazy. Yeah. I had to distance myself to even get some money, bro.
And I've done the same thing. I had to distance myself to really see
what's going on out here.
Like, you I had to step back.
Like, you want some nut shit, you want some bum shit.
Just imagine if you're waking up in the morning and, like, you just around too much people. And, like, you got a lifestyle.
Energy's just fried. Yeah, that shit'll fry you.
You don't even have time to, like, really know who you are. Like, because you
too many energies around.
Too much energy. So you really need that alone time. That alone time. Isolation.
Isolation time.
And then
gotta go on real quick.
A year or two, go ghost. Then when you come back with vibe, you're like, oh, like,
He different now.
And nigga see, yeah.
You was reading. You got all this new information. Right. Worked on your character. You different.
Mm-hmm. Feel people, better about
people
yourself.
People
working on your inner being. Right.
People didn't take enough time to work on themselves. You know what I'm saying? So they just be around.
Just doing any old thing.
Flow. I call it flow with the flow air, with the bro. Air.
Yeah.
You wake up, the air push you to the block. You on the block. You know what I mean? Niggas be wondering why they like stuff be happening to them and all that, bro. You just floating with the air, bro. You somewhere you ain't even supposed to be. You broke. You stand on the corner, ain't got nothing to do. What you stand on the corner for, bro?
Right.
Now when somebody spin through chopping, it's everybody else's fault. What are you standing here for, wasting your time, bro?
Right, right.
Like, bro, bullshit. I go broke or anything. I'm in the crib, bro. I ain't what are we doing,
going
bro?
Back to the point where, like, that's where I feel as though, like, you know, the people that's on the corner or they not making that progression, they start to hate when the people that's making that progression.
Right.
So that's why
you
I don't
mad,
even...
Because you mad, he getting coins.
That's why I can't... Like, I see what you're saying about, like, okay, the industry or, you know, Hollywood portraying its image to change our mentality, like, violence and stuff like that. That's true. But at the same time, you got that reality where it's like people not making progression for themselves. And when they see people doing that, they wish that was them, but they ain't...
They jealous.
So they try to be in your way and your success.
That's how I got on my ass and went to go do it. You do the same thing, bro. I didn't do nothing mad to you. I didn't do a backflip off a roof and land on my feet and got $1 million, bro. Same way I got on my ass and went to go do it, you could do the same exact thing, bro. They just be tweaked up, bro. Mm.